gentlemen, welcome to Filmfeuds. I'm your host, CJ Kaiser, and we are back for Season 3, and we're starting with a very interesting episode. We're starting with Best Political Movie. The reason why, because I've got some giveaways! Yay! I've got a whole bunch of double passes, 10 to give away for the new movie, Death of Stalin. If you want to win, listen to this episode, and you'll find out what the question is at the end. Leave a comment below on our Facebook page, facebook.com/filmfeuds, underneath this episode, and you got a chance to win one of 10 double passes to Death of Stalin, thanks to Madman Entertainment. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Filmfeud Podcast and leave us a comment there. You can find me at any social media at I Am Seizure. Don't forget to check out my other two podcasts. If you like wrestling, check out Clowns of Kayfabe or my new Unfiltered podcast where I just talk about anything but comedy at Seizure Kaiser's Unfiltered. Anyway, break all this. This is Season 3. Let's start it off. This is Filmfeud's Best Political Movie.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Right away, Michael.
I will not.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Yo!
Yeah!
Massive
Film
audience
Feuds,
tonight.
Film Feuds.
Yeah, I'm excellent. Thank you, Seizure.
Yeah, there we go. That's the spirit I want. I got three exciting guests. One who's returned. And I don't think you've actually done a proper Film Feuds, have you?
No, I've only done a jokey biscuit battles.
Last year's April Fool's episode, we did biscuit battles because movies were dead. And that's Saeed's voice. Saeed Bastion, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty good right now. What's up, man?
How you been for the last few weeks?
A little sick, but I have a positive mindset towards life, so I'm always... I turn on the happy when I want to.
So we'll find out later in the episode if you become happy or not. And you can follow you on what? On Twitter or Instagram?
Facebook. Saeed's Room. S-A-E-D's Room, yeah.
Which is also the name of your podcast, correct?
That's right. I have a podcast. It's good. It's a good podcast.
I've been on that episode. You can check it out. It's the highest rated episode on there.
It is, yeah. And he brings it up a lot.
Oh, yeah. And it's very similar to what my Unfiltered podcast is like. So if you like a preview, go check out Saeed's Room. Anyway, so we're talking about Best Political Movie. Which one did you pick?
I picked Borat.
Borat, nice. And a quick plot line for those who don't know.
So Borat is a story about a simpleton from
Kazakhstan.
I was going to say like a Middle Eastern place. I don't know, but wait.
It's Europe.
Kazakhstan isn't... It's Asian.
No, it's European. Like...
Well, anyway, yeah. Like a simpleton from like bumfuck nowhere goes to America to like culturally enrich his own town. And it's like, my name is Borat. I'm going to go talk to Americans. And
I don't think I've ever heard a Borat impression before.
Really?
Well, never in my entire life.
He is wearing the bikini, so, you know.
Yeah, I was going to mention the bikini. Why are you wearing the bikini? The mankini.
I always wear it. It's my signature. It's what I wear.
Fair enough. All right, so you picked Borat. Next up, the second voice you heard on the podcast, that's Steve Ma. How you doing, Steve?
Oh, very good, Seizure. Thank you for having me.
And this is the first time on the podcast, correct?
First time on any podcast ever.
Ah, breaking the podcast cherry. Yeah, so which political film did you pick?
I picked The Post.
The Post. Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Well, it's 1972. It's pre-Watergate. And the Pentagon Papers have come out. And the Pentagon Papers are these papers which say that since the 50s, the Americans' presidents have been lying to the American public about American involvement in Indochina. All of them have been lying. And in fact, the only reason the Americans are still in the war is to save face. So there's no other reason. It's not the domino theory. It's nothing else. And the New York Times tries to run this story. They get sued. And then the Washington Post, which at that time is a really little paper, ends up running the story and becoming a big paper.
Interesting. All right. And finally, we got Sully J. Dawn. What's up?
Hello.
I've worked with you a lot, but this is the first time I've had you on a podcast, correct?
True.
And which movie did you pick? Oh, wait. Sorry. Before that, Steve, do you have any social medias?
No.
Okay, Sully. Which movie did you pick?
I picked Wag the Dog. Classic political film.
Quick plot line for those who don't know.
Quick, okay. It's actually very interesting because I think this one probably life imitates art. So you've got a dodgy president coming up to an election. He gets caught doing something, having an affair or fucking someone. Can I swear?
You can swear.
Okay. And his PR people, media people go into overdrive thinking, how are we going to get the attention away from this? So they enlist the help of a Hollywood producer to basically produce a fake war to take away the attention off the affair so he gets re-elected. Mayhem ensues and... should I reveal the ending?
Not yet.
No.
All right, so everyone's picked their movies. Sally, do you have any social medias?
Yeah, Facebook, Sally Dawn, and the Gram, Instagram, Boots Dawn, and Twitter, Sally Dawn.
Also, do you have a show coming up?
I do. Melbourne International Comedy Festival, April 10th to April 22nd. The show is called The Blonde and the Bombshell. It's a split show with a very funny Frida de Guise at the Acacia Room, 6 p.m. Get on down. It's going to be great.
Check it out on our socials. And don't forget, I also got a few shows at the Sydney Comedy Festival coming up in May and April. April, I'm producing a guy called Jinx Yeo from Singapore. Very funny dude. Go check him out. Also, if you want a quick promo code, type in Jinxed and you can get $5 off on your ticket. Ooh. And also, I'm doing two shows. The Yo Mama Battles is back on May 11th and 12th, semifinals and finals. And I'm doing my own solo show called Trigger Word Happy 2, fully loaded, hashtag mean 2. All right, that's coming out on the 17th, 19th, and 20th of May. And the password for that one is Triggered. Okay, you guys ready to do Film Feuds?
Yeah!
Cool, if you're hearing the background noise, we're filming in front of 10,000 people tonight, and it's going to be great, yay! All right, so... All right. Well, okay, if you want. All right, so the way this game works is this show is spoiler-filled. If you haven't watched any of these movies, stop watching. Stop listening to this podcast. Go find those movies. Watch them. Come back. Listen to this podcast and be like, oh, I get it. And that's how it works. So there's going to be spoilers in this show. There are 7 questions on the board. The contestants do not know what the questions are. They have to make an argument and convince me their argument is best for each question. Whoever gets the most points at the end wins. Guys, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. First question. And we'll start with Saeed. Best main character.
Like... I want to convince you that my main character is the better one.
Yes. I'm glad you listened to the podcast. Thank you very much.
Cool. Yeah, we got to figure it out. Borat is a character that people remember. Can anyone tell me who the main character of either of your movies are? No one cares. Borat is... Borat was famous before the movie even came out. That's how iconic Borat is. He's interesting. He's hilarious. He fucks with actual people, not like some actors who pretended to like, oh, you're cool. You're the CEO of the Post, and you're so brave. No, you got actual people to talk to Borat, and he killed. He's hilarious.
We'll get to taking down each other in a second, but okay, cool. Steve.
Meryl Streep's character is my favorite character in the
What's
Post.
What's her name?
I don't...
We'll get to... Let everyone make the argument first.
All right.
I think she's interesting because, Meryl Streep plays this upper-middle-class woman who's inherited a newspaper in a time when women weren't expected to run newspapers and faces a lot of problems, and she deals with that in a very interesting way.
Sally.
Tough, because the two lead actors of this film are Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman. Stellar actors, stellar performances, but if I had to pick a favourite, I would probably go with Dustin Hoffman's character. The smarmy, over-the-top, fucking feathered hair... fake tanned Hollywood producer that he plays in the film is hysterical. Very good.
All right, so everyone's made the argument. Now's the time for you guys to take each other down. Go.
Well, I mean, Meryl Streep, I mean, come on. She's amazing, and it is, you know, it is a great film, but she's had some better roles out there, I have to say.
It's political movie. Best political movie, you know, so...
But the question is best lead actor.
Definitely best lead actor in that movie.
Wait, best main character or lead actor?
Lead actor.
Oh.
Oh, wait, did I say actor or character?
I think you said main character.
Well, I'm going to go with lead actor.
I'm going with character. It was character originally, actually.
Okay.
And also, B.S., Borat, yes, very funny, very charismatic. He really, really did capture the imagination and attention of the world, but one-dimensional. One-dimensional character. There's not a lot of nuance there. Borat, that's about it.
That was the worst Borat impression I've ever heard.
Okay, sorry, wait.
I can say that impression wasn't very nice.
There you go! There you go!
How can he be one-dimensional if his sister is the fourth best prostitute in all of Kazakhstan? I mean, come on.
Right, okay, well, you know. But she's only the fourth, you know.
All right, you guys are not really convincing me of any of you, but come on, one
okay,
more.
So Dustin Hoffman. You know, he's like one of the best actors who have ever been in the world ever, portraying one of the funniest characters, who was actually based, apparently this character was based on a real producer in Hollywood, who is exactly like this guy, smarmy, takes him, a complete narcissist. The film ends up being completely, he thinks the whole presidential campaign ends up being about him. Can I talk about the ending?
Yeah.
And hilariously, at the end, he gets killed because he wants to reveal the whole story to the press that he produce this amazing campaign, and he ends up getting it's implied that he gets murdered. So what a journey, what a character journey, people.
Just a takedown. We can take down. Yeah. So I mean, look, Wag the Dog. It's one of those movies that, you know, like, you know, the people who like to pretend they've kind of got a witty take on politics say they like, but it's just a repetitive movie. It's one joke. It's just this ridiculous guy, Dustin Hoffman. Oh, by the way, hashtag me too.
We've got to stick on the characters.
Yeah. And, you know, he just what does he do? He does the same thing again and again and again for 2 hours, and it's boring. It's just really boring. And it doesn't matter. The fact that maybe he gets killed at the end doesn't matter, because by that time you're asleep.
Oh, everyone's made a good argument. I'm going to have to give it to...
One more argument. What are the names of the main characters from your movies?
Catherine Graham.
All right, so I'm ruling one out. The Wag the Dog is out.
Oh, no way! Yes.
For this question, don't worry. Right, but you're going to help me decide which one's better. Who made a bigger argument? Saeed with Borat or Meryl Streep's The Post with Steve?
Well, there's not really arguments for the characters. But
you know what? I'm going to give it to Borat. Borat's got the first point. Yay! And I'm taking that point back. No singing. No, you can keep the point, but warning for the future. All right, next question. We start with Steve on this one. Best cast. Go.
Best cast of what? Of my movie? Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep.
No, I mean, like, convince us your cast is better than our cast.
Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. That's it. They did a survey to work out who the most trusted person in America was. It was Tom Hanks. Most trusted person in the UK, David Attenborough. So you put those two together, that'd be a great film.
But not this film.
You guys watch how Tom Hanks walks across the beach in Castaway.
Yeah.
That's right. This is a guy who can... It's just him and an island. He can make a movie. You guys just don't have Tom Hanks in your movies.
Okay. I'm going to probably blow this out of the water. Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, William H. Macy, Anne Hesh, Dennis Leary. Oh, and then the little refugee girl, Kirsten Dunst. That's probably one... Two or three? Is it four? Academy Award winning, nominated and actors... Yeah, I'm sorry. I think mine beats all of them.
Okay, mine has Sacha Baron Cohen, the fat guy who shows his balls, and the girl with the big tits. What's her name?
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson is in my movie. So there you go. And she's actually kind of hot in it. She's like 40.
Take each other down.
Tom Hanks won 2 Academy Awards. He won a Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Movie.
Not as many Meryl as the Street. Awards that would have been won by the actors in my movie.
Would have been.
I'm not so sure they about that. Been. I haven't looked up the stats, but I think it's pretty close.
No.
And also, your movie's boring.
No way! The thing is, I haven't actually seen The Post. It does look sort of interesting, but it looks...
All I can hear is burger munching.
Sorry.
No, that's cool.
Sorry, everybody. I was eating. That's so revolting.
I did a whole episode whilst eating a burger.
Okay. The Post looks kind of boring, I have to say. I mean, it looks interesting. It looks like a serious film for serious people. But it looks kind of boring.
But we're sticking on best cast.
Okay, stick
to the question.
Well, mine's got the best cast. Mine's got the most amazing, awarded Hollywood, worldwide renowned actors. William H. Macy, he is like fucking brilliant, I have to say. Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. They are like people. They are the quintessential film actors of our generation.
They're method actors. I mean, Dustin, you know, De Niro's a method actor. He's pretty serious. He made some good movies when he was a young man. Now he just makes sort of goofy comedies, and Wag the Dog's one of them.
Activates against vaccines, just throwing it out there. Wow. He spends, like, a lot of money to advocate against vaccination. So, I don't know. I think that should be relevant in the criteria right now.
It's totally relevant. And, you know... I got to say, Wag the Dog does have the best wasted cast of any movie that I've ever seen. So, you know, you're kind of right.
All right, I'm going to rule one out for this point, and I'm ruling out Borat. Unfortunately, you haven't made a good argument for this one, so you're out of this question.
Okay.
All right, so, but you're going to help me. Who are you leaning towards in this argument? The Post or Wag the Dog?
Probably The Post, actually.
You know what? I was going to go with The Post as well. Post wins this point. Yay! Clap, because I don't have to edit these in. Clap, yay!
Yay!
random audience member from this live podcast. All right, so question number three, and we start with Sally. Best scene in your movie?
Oh, God. I think my favorite scene in the movie is with Anne Heche, William H. Macy, and Robert De Niro. William H. Macy is a CIA agent, and he's basically found out that there is no war. There is no terrorism war in Albania. And he confronts Robert De Niro and Anne Heche in a cafe, and Robert De Niro argues his way out of it and ends up having William H. Macy's character in the hand, in his hands as putty. And it's kind of one of those beautiful, like, it's like a proto Aaron Sorkin moment of political, dodgy, manipulative dialogue. I like that. I love that scene.
All right, Saeed.
Well, first off, I haven't seen the movie, but let me guess. Was William H. Macy like, oh my God, like, is the whole war fake? Oh my God, I'm so nervous right now. And he's like, calm down.
No, he wasn't.
Well, I think he was.
But we're not taking each other down. You got to tell me the best scene in your movie.
Best scene in my movie has to be the scene where Borat is in the middle of an stadium. He's in a stadium, and he talks to a giant stadium full of Americans. He's like, we are going to take down every Iraqi. We are going to drink the blood of every man, woman, and child in Iraq. We are going to nuke them so hard that not even a lizard will be able to crawl there for 5,000 years. This was a scene he did in front of, like, actual American people. And he basically risks, like, his life and the possibility of a riot just to talk shit at fat Americans. And it's a hilarious scene, and, like, it's real shit. And it's part of history.
Steve.
My favorite scene is where Meryl Streep, playing the owner of the Washington Post, talks to her daughter and talks about how 20 years earlier, the newspaper was given by her father to her husband. And she was happy for her husband. And then her husband died and she inherited the newspaper. And how that's just how things were back in the 50s. But now things were different. And she's been struggling to sort of get men to listen to her and take her seriously. And it's just sort of a beautiful, poignant moment.
All right. Everyone's made their arguments. Take each other down. Faster, guys. Come on.
Very hard to when I haven't seen the post.
But on the arguments everyone's made, take down the arguments.
Ah, okay. Who gives a fuck about beautiful, poignant moments?
Yeah. Steve has a look of fuck you on his face.
Also, like, fuck it, it wasn't written. It was just some bullshit improvisation at a rodeo. Borat? Strong arguments here. Strong.
Okay.
I don't know, like, your scene needed to happen, right? He needed to find out that it was a movie so he can progress the plot along and have some conflict. Mine happened. It just did. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. And it was a nice gift in the middle of the movie, and that's why it's the best scene. Because the audience, yeah, didn't even expect it. And, yeah, again, fuck intimacy. Fuck kids. Who needs them? That's it. That's all I got to say about yours.
Steve has a look of complete anger in his eyes.
Well, you know, guys, you make some interesting arguments, but it's just like, you know, Borat's a fun, frivolous movie. You know, I enjoyed it. I've actually seen both your guys' movies, and I still picked the post. So I think I actually have experience. I have experienced all these things, and I've picked this one, and you guys haven't. So it doesn't really matter what you think, because You just don't have the relevant qualifications to have an opinion.
You know who else doesn't have the qualifications? Trump. And he's in office right now. So this is a topsy-turvy world we're living right now, Steve. And you know what? I'm going to use my ambition and my power to just win over you guys.
That's why the point is going to Sally. Sally's got the point of this one. Yay!
Trump.
All right, question number four. And before we start it, if you're listening, the code word is...
For what?
For the fucking giveaway I'm doing.
What's the Steve Star called on the flag with Stalin and the communism? What's that?
Sickle.
The sickle.
Yeah, sickle is the code word. So leave a comment below and you will get a chance to win a double pass. Anyway, question number four. Starting off with Saeed. What message does your movie bring in the political atmosphere?
Americans are stupid. Americans are ignorant. We need to think
about... Shout out to all my American listeners.
We need to think about other people in the world. We need to be aware. We need to be more caring and kind. And we need to not sit on each other's faces if we are hairy, fat men, because that is disgusting.
Steve.
You got to be careful about the government. You can't always trust it. The political message is you have to be careful about executive authority being abused. And it happens again and again. And the Post is a great example of it happening once. So don't believe that it won't happen again.
Sally.
Interestingly, when this film came out, a month after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, plus the, Sudan, the bombing of a big pharma factory in Sudan. And there was, you know, as we saw ensuing, government bullshit, political bullshit, you know, wrapping it all up in a nice bow to distract. It was all about distraction. Here we are again in a time with a, you know, the leader of the free world is a fucking thug, a sexist, racist, misogynistic thug who has no right to be there. You know, he's... Everyone knows he was...
Some say he's in stormy trouble right now.
Well, yes, that's right, right? There's been all this, you know, controversy over the porn star, you know, his sexual harassment. It goes on and on and on, and you can't actually deny it. But then, oh, look, all of a sudden, North Korea and America are going to have a meeting. Like, I don't know, I call me cynical and maybe a crazy conspiracy theorist, but isn't it convenient?
Is that why you're wearing a tinfoil hat?
Yeah, tinfoil hat, yeah, that's right. Is it obvious?
Not that much, yeah. But it's weird that's in the shape of a sombrero. What are you trying to say?
Nachos.
All right, yeah. Take each other down.
So the scene you're referring to where they bombed the, you know, at that time, they bombed the Sudanese pharmaceutical factory. Well,
Wait, is that a scene or did that happen?
That happened in real life.
And Bill Clinton, when he did it, he said that he believed Osama bin Laden was actually in that location at the time. He may well have been completely wrong, and he may have been kind of using it as a distraction from a...
Osama?
Yeah, he thought Osama bin Laden was...
Really? This was before 9/11?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, like, it's well documented. Noam Chomsky wrote a lot about it. I'm not sure whether or not Osama bin Laden was there, but we now know that Osama bin Laden was a big issue and Bill Clinton should have been going after him. So, you know...
Yeah, but that was one issue. I think the film Wag the Dog is amazing because even though it was made in 1997, all these years later, it's still completely resonant about the manipulation that the media buy into. Look at fucking Fox News. Oh, my God. It's just... It's almost like Fox News is parodying Wag the Dog in a way, and we're still playing... We're still on the fucking same fucking merry-go-round that we were... back when this movie was made. In fact, it's probably even worse now with someone like Trump.
Fox News isn't all the news. There's also the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, The Guardian.
Yeah, the Washington Post. The majority of people the breach that it has and how many people read it and consume that, as opposed to fantastic publications like that aren't Fox News. Pretty much...
Ooh, I'm just going to mention, no one's taking down Borat.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Okay. You go.
You can't take down Borat. He's indestructible.
I don't actually remember what Said said in his defense.
I said he was spreading, like, a practical message. Like, we should, like...
We should all dress up in mankinis and go to rodeos.
I remember now, Said said Americans are stupid, which I disagree with. I mean, America has a lot of problems. It's a heavily polarized country, but... It is also the most technologically advanced country in the world. It stopped the world becoming a totalitarian state during World War II. We have a lot to thank the Americans for. They're not perfect, but they're also not completely.
I'm not going to say that.
Shout out to my Canadian friends.
Also, my second point was, like, my film actually has a practical message. Like, we should be more accepting and open to other worldviews, whereas your message is, fuck the government, man. That's just...
Actually, the Post is also a feminist movie, which is saying we should be more open to changing our society and making it more equal.
Yeah, well, I think...
Look, I got in trouble on International Women's Day for a joke I posted, so I'm just going to give it to Steve. Steve's got the point. Yay!
Woo!
Wasn't that an offensive joke? Get over it, feminist. Anyway, all right, question number 5, right? And we're on 5?
Yeah.
Yes. So the score update is Steve's on 2, you're both on 1, right? Question number 5. Best poster.
Best poster? Yeah, I'm pass.
Okay. It's Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, and a dog. I mean, come on!
I mean, mine's the one that's actually memorable. It's Borat, and he's like, Borat, cultural awareness for great state of Kazakhstan. And he's got the thumbs up. It's a classic, iconic poster that people will remember 5 years from now. So that's why I think I win this one.
Take each other down.
I actually agree with Sayed. I think the Borat poster's terrific.
Mine's got a dog. Waggy Dog's got a dog. Well, you can't.
All my dog listeners out there, what's up?
Woof.
That was a high-pitched hello if you heard it.
What's the dog doing? Like, is it just standing there? Is it, like, superimposed on the top, like Lion King? Like,
it's got a cape on, and it's flying, and it's delivering chocolate.
Well, dogs can't fly, so there you go. You lose.
I don't know if that's a good argument, but see, when that movie came out, I was in year 6, and I'll be like, whoa, a flying dog, and I'll be like, it's not Air Bud? Fuck that, that's what the points go to Borat. Borat's got a point, yay. All right, so that's question number 5. Now question 6. The score update, once again, is Steve's on 2, Saeed's on 2, Sally, you're on 1. You need to catch up to stay on this one. Okay, question 6.
Why the dog's got to bring it, you know? It's got to bring it, the film. It's not about me, it's about the film.
All right, so we're going to go with my favorite question of all time. Best villain. Starting off with Sal.
Well, this is the thing. The best villain in the show are the people who are all the main characters in the show, and it would have to be Robert De Niro, and characters played by Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman. Slimy, lying, manipulative, sociopathic assholes.
I mean, I guess the villain in my movie can be like American people. Borat is pretty, like, anti-Semitic, so it could be Jews. They could be the villain of the movie. In which case, they're not really an effective villain. They don't do much except, like, turn into cockroaches and sneak into their bedroom. But other than that, they don't really do much, so...
You haven't seen Borat?
Yeah, but I...
You don't remember that scene?
It just sounds like... Really? It's not that... Come on.
Yeah, that's the scene.
Sacha Baron Cohen is Jewish, so I guess he's allowed to do that.
Okay.
Steve.
Well, Richard Nixon is the villain in my movie, and he's the ultimate villain. And in fact, you don't even really see him. You just see his shadow in the White House, in the Oval Office talking, which is kind of like the Emperor in Star Wars. You know, you don't really see him. He's just this malign, super evil presence. I mean, I don't really see how anyone can beat Richard Nixon as a villain.
Take each other down!
I got 2 villains, mate. Probably possibly 3. 3 villains on your 1... that we don't even really get to see in the film. And I don't know. It wasn't clear who your cockroaches, were they there?
Possibly, yeah.
Right.
Possibly you are out of this one. Okay, so it leads down to the post and Wag the Dog. Saeed, who are you leaning towards? Nixon or a president and producer?
I'm going to go with Wag the Dog, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, because of currently Trump and Harvey Weinstein. So you know what? Sally's got the point, and he's still in it.
Yay!
Steve wants to kill me. All right.
Oh, it's the decider.
Yeah, the final question. Did I rig this to everyone be on 2-on-2? Yes. Okay, so final question. Whoever gets this one wins the game. Y'all ready?
Y'all ready.
Let's do this.
All right, final question. Listen in, guys. It's very important. Best tagline to the movie. You can go on your phone and check it out. I will pause this and we'll be back after these messages. All right, and we're back. So, Sally, what do you have?
Wag the Dog, a comedy about truth, justice, and other special effects.
Saeed.
Mine is the best one. It's the funniest. It's Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
A Steven Spielberg movie. Boom.
Really good 25 years ago, but
The taking each other down has already started. Go.
Yeah. It's not even grammatically correct, the Borat one. That's all I got.
Yeah. It's Borat. It's fucking hilarious. I don't even remember her tagline. Can you guys remember?
A comedy about truth. Yeah. Special effects.
Some special effects, yeah.
My movie didn't need a tagline. It just had the best director of all time.
Oh, controversial. Wasn't Barry Levinson the best director of Wag the Dog, also the director of...
A whole bunch of other movies?
Yeah, amazing fucking film. Rain Man. So many other films.
I'm surprised no one mentioned Michael Bay. How dare you guys?
Yeah. Oh, true.
What was the last Michael Bay movie, actually?
Transformers 5, I think. It has to have been. It has to have been.
I don't know. I actually kind of think 4 out of 6.
Okay, so Wag the Dog is out of the game. Thank you for playing Sally, but you're out of Film Feuds. All right, so you're going to help me out. You're leaning towards Borat.
Yeah. What was your tagline? The post?
Steven Spielberg movie.
Is that all it is?
I'm pretty sure there's a bit of tagline. I'm pretty sure there's another tagline.
Arrogance.
I checked two posters. Both of them say a Steven Spielberg movie.
Arrogance.
No, it's just the confidence. That's the best way to market it. Say Steven Spielberg made it.
You know what? I'm gonna make a controversial division.
No. Yeah. Borat can't be the best political film ever. That's just like it's just not. No, I mean it's a great film, but it can't be the best.
Just the arrogance
film
of Steven Spielberg, just like they were trying to Oscar bait, and it didn't even win an Oscar. I'm gonna have to give it to Borat. Borat wins.
Yeah. Hey, very nice.
And that is Borat is the best political film. How? We're going to have to do a part two because it can't win.
No, can't.
My favorite political film of all time is Bob Roberts, but I'm sure none of you have seen it.
Actually, my favorite political film is really Dr. Strangelove, but I just, you know, I saw the post recently. I had to go with something I remembered.
Fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, good choice. You all pick good choices. It is a tough decision, but that's why... Because we're giving away tickets to Death of Stalin double passes. Don't forget to use the code word. Leave it on the comment below at Film Feud Podcast on Twitter or on Facebook at Film Feuds. And before we go, we always play the CG Kaiser movie game right at the end. Now, Saeed, since you've won, you get to pick an actor or actress. We go around the circle, naming a movie that person's been in. And we keep going around until we run out. You got 5 seconds to name one, otherwise you are eliminated. Also, rules are you cannot name a TV show. You cannot name an uncredited cameo. Rule 3, you cannot name a movie that hasn't come out yet. And finally, to get the final point in the end, after everyone's done, you still have to name one more movie. Which actor or actress are you picking?
Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay. Start it off.
The Ridiculous Six.
Happy Gilmore.
50 First Dates.
Billy Madison.
The Do-Over.
Funny People.
Punch Drunk Love.
Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 1.
Little Nicky.
Nah, I'm out.
Really? Waterboy?
Big Daddy.
Wedding Singer, was he in that?
Yep. Thank God. I was in The Wedding Singer. Oh, shit, I'm running out. Eight Crazy Nights.
Punch Drunk Love.
You said it.
She said it.
Oh, did I say it?
No, she said it.
Oh, Airheads then.
Nice.
Sandy Wexler count as a movie?
Yes, it does, unfortunately. Wait, Sally, you're out. I know you went, but you're out. So it's my turn, and I'm going to go with... Hotel Transylvania.
Mr. Deeds.
I've only got TV shows now, my vid stories.
No, can't name TV shows. That was a rule.
I'm out.
All right, Hotel Transylvania 2.
I'm done, yeah.
You're done?
Oh, yeah,
that's fine. He's out. I still have to name one more. Do you want to try to get back in?
What?
The one where he plays...
No, you can't get back in. Going Overboard is his very first movie. And boom, I win my own game again.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
Sorry? Don't mess with Zohan. And there was the other one. That's My Boy.
He's done so many films.
And all of them are bad. Okay, not all of them, most of them.
You something in some, the one where he gets
Chuck
married.
Yeah.
What about the one with Judd Apatow's wife where he comes
funny
back?
Funny People.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
and that's the end of Film Feuds. It's the first episode of Season 3. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget, if you want to win a double pass to Death of Stalin, this competition is only open for everyone in Australia. Unfortunately, America and UK, you cannot enter. But leave me a message. I'll send you our poster or something, if I feel like it. My name is AJ Kaiser. You can follow us on the Film Feud Podcast at Film Feud Podcast on Twitter or at Film Feuds on Facebook. And you can follow me on all social media at I Am Seizure. You guys had fun?
Yeah!
Heaps!
I won!
Thank you very much. And we'll see you next week with Best Video Game Movie. Ooh. because of the new Tomb Raider film.